Hello everyone, welcome to the Astrology News Report. Today is August 5th, 2013.
Presenting an alternate view of world events seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, the ancient science of light applied to our modern times.
I'm Ron Berger.
And I'm David Anton Savage. Let's begin our first segment, a review of the past week's events.
The conjunction of Mercury, Mars, and Jupiter, all in the sign Gemini, continued for most of the week. Mercury is the planet of thinking and reasons, Jupiter is beliefs, Mars is conflict, and Gemini, gives us two versions of everything. Thus, the various conflicts throughout the world continued as they have for the past few weeks. Mass protests in Egypt, with the army sending the message that the Islamist Morsi supporters better back down or else. The civil war in Syria has reached a sort of stalemate, causing both sides to wage an image war to keep morale up. And here in the United States, liberals and minorities continue their efforts, opposed to conservative state legislators, attempting to restrict voting, and, of course, abortion.
Here's another variation on the Mercury-Mars-Jupiter combo in Gemini. Mercury is communications, Gemini is innovation, and Mars with Jupiter gives you action on big ideas. So get this, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has joined Instagram. He may as well jump on the bandwagon since all the various rebel groups are making use of such social media technology for themselves.
I've got another one for the great ideas category. The state of Hawaii has come up with a way to deal with their estimated 17,000 homeless people. Ship them back to the mainland. That's right. If you are without shelter in Hawaii, the state government will provide you with a one-way ticket back to stateside.
Oh no, a homeless tsunami is going to hit the west coast of America.
Right.
And here's the one that tops my list for the great ideas category. A vinyl pressing service is mixing the ashes of dead people into records to create a somewhat macabre memento. A company in the United Kingdom called somewhat appropriately and vinyl-y will put the ashes of your dearly departed into the vinyl mixture that is used to make LPs. With your choice of music, spoken word, or even with nothing at all, just the hiss, pop, crackle of the grooves. Amazing. This package, a basic package, costs £2,000 for up to 30 discs, far less than a traditional barrel. I gotta say, as a longtime radio DJ, I'm signing up for that action for sure.
Of course, right up your alley. Okay, so Mars and Jupiter are still together up there in the heavens. Therefore, the significations of these two planets are forced to manifest in various ways, giving rise to a variety of events. Mars is actions, plus Jupiter, the planet of courts and laws, gives us judgments. A federal judge found Bradley Manning guilty of 19 of the 21 counts against him, but acquitted of the most serious count of aiding and abetting the enemy. Ariel Castro, the Cleveland school bus driver who abducted, imprisoned, and raped repeatedly three women, was sentenced on Thursday to life in prison, plus 1,000 years. I guess that was to keep him in prison, should he be reborn on this plane of existence for his next 15 lives.
Well, Michelle Knight, one of his captives, said it well in court. Your hell is just beginning.
Truly. And in Italy, Silvio Berlusconi's tax fraud conviction and four-year prison sentence have been upheld by Italy's highest court. So this may be the final judgment then on Italy's ex-leader celebrity criminal. And now this, courtesy of the Supremes. Get ready, Californians. On Friday, the Supreme Court ruled California must release nearly 10,000 prisoners. California kept putting it off after a 2011 court ruling found the conditions in California prisons amounted to cruel and unusual punishment prohibited by the U.S. Constitution. And now the hammer has come down. Release 10,000 prisoners now.
Another variation of the Mars-Jupiter in Gemini combination. Mars is action, and Jupiter is hope, along with being a significator of ambassadors. Mercury is talk, and Gemini is the idea, a sign of ideas and consensus. A new round of Israeli-Palestinian peace talks begins in Washington after a 3-year lapse. But based on the track record, hope from Jupiter probably won't last.
Mars is actions, and Jupiter is prosperity, and Mercury is reasons. In coordinated actions across the United States last week, fast food workers went on strike, demanding higher wages.
Another angle on that is shown in the USA chart. The USA is in a K2 sub-period, and K2 is placed in second house of food and immediate support. And K2 is the significator for both past karma and idealism.
That's a good point, David. All right, so last week Mercury turned direct. It ended its retrograde period of the previous 3 weeks. And Mercury, the planet of decisions, was delayed while retrograde, finally gets the go-ahead. And after waffling for nearly a month on Thursday, Russia gave Edward Snowden asylum. The NSA leaker has reportedly left the Moscow airport after being granted asylum in Russia for 1 year, his lawyer says. Not only that, he's also been offered a job. Pavel Durov, the Mark Zuckerberg of Russia, founder and chief executive of Russia's most popular social network, has proposed that Snowden come work for his company.
And he was just getting settled at the Moscow airport. Now he's been turned loose in Russia, where he's already something of a celebrity.
Well, we will be getting more into the particulars of Mr. Snowden's natal chart and predictions for his future in part 3 of this week's report. Meanwhile, in international relations, this latest development in the Snowden affair has created quite a snowstorm. Washington is infuriated and is hinting that the upcoming September summit between Obama and Putin may in fact be canceled. See how in the USA chart, Mars is still afflicting the seventh house of relations with foreign countries.
And get this, the Russians are quite keen on the game of chess. They knew that Obama was already scheduled to visit Russia in September when they made this decision to let Snowden stay. And at the same time, things are in kind of a stalemate over in Syria, another area where these superpowers are not seeing eye to eye. And let's not forget that the USA and Russia actually do have to cooperate over the issue of Iran's nuclear program before Israel takes unilateral action.
Oh boy. Well, the plot thickens. Both sides are playing more than one game at a time, perhaps.
Yeah, one more take on the Jupiter in Gemini. The planet of truth, Jupiter, is in the sign of the information junkie. Jupiter is enlargement and Gemini is innovation, which includes modern technology. The latest revelation from Mr. Snowden is about the X-Key Score program that he says he had access to and with which he could hack into anybody's email account in real time and read at will. Ah, the Orwellian wet dreams for the NSA, from which we had better wake up.
Yeah.
Which is power, my fellow Americans. The NSA is violating our Fourth Amendment rights as we speak. Mr. Snowden has done us all a big favor.
Right. Well, I don't think this subject is going to come off the radar screen anytime soon. But in any case, that will do it for our astrological take on the review of the past week. And now we'll move on to part 2 of our report.